This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. The Vocal Fest. A Vocal Fest. Vox Fest. It's a music community service in its fourth year running. This three-day program provides a platform for vocalists to come together and learn from practitioners in the industry. On Front Row today, to tell us more about Vox Fest are Jovita Suito of 440 Records and Elvira Arul, vocalist. Both of them are among the co-founders of Vox Fest. Welcome.
Hello there.
Hello, hello. Elvira here. How you guys doing?
Just start singing. We don't need to do a Vox Fest. They just say, I'm Elvira, I sing, you come listen. And they will be there, wherever you are. I love your voice.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, every time I have singers here, I just want to make them just sing. There's no need to talk. But we have to talk about Vox
Fest.
But
we do, yes, we do.
I am sorry to say, notwithstanding the fact that it's in its fourth year, I baru belajar about it.
Hey, it's okay lah.
It's okay. A lot of people pun baru belajar.
Yeah, betul. And that's perfectly fine. I think that's the reason why we're here now.
Exactly.
Yes.
Fourth year, how many people have you involved so far to date?
Okay, so the first year, 2014, actually how this started was, it was idea that popped. And then we realized we need to do this in the next 3 months because we didn't want to hit the year end. So the first year, I think we had about 30-something. And then the second year...
We had just about almost 40.
Yeah, 30-something. Yeah,
30-something.
And then maybe, I think the second year, 60. And 60 then we odd, went to KK and then we had 20-something. So 120?
Do you go on a circuit or is this something that you do, okay, this year we'll do it in this town, next year we'll do it in another town? Or is this a traveling festival?
See, we're like, we're open to doing it anywhere as long as we have the numbers.
Correct.
So and the space.
We have the national version, which is in KL. So what's really, really cool is people fly in from all over Malaysia, you know, from north, south, east, west. And this year we've got Indonesia as well.
Sometimes somebody from Brunei as well.
We had somebody from Brunei come over to KK. So in the third year we thought, hey, you know, let's try and take this out somewhere else. So we did Vocal Fest KK. So that's the tour edition.
KK is in Kota Kinabalu.
Kota Kinabalu. Yeah, that's right.
Now, what happens during such a festival?
It's pretty awesome because from the moment you get in, all we do is. Now, the word critique sounds like it's a very heavy word, but actually it is just pointing out things that you are doing on the right track of and things that you maybe need to work on a little bit harder. So you're just getting, like a mechanic, you know, when you go to the car, right? When you go to the car, wow. When you take your car to the workshop, you go in and the mechanic goes like, oh, okay, this is running smoothly. This maybe you need to be more careful about when you're going over potholes, you need to be a little bit more careful with this. Same thing. You're just going in for a tune-up and to make sure that you're on the right track or if you're slightly, you know, off track, how you get back onto the right track. The tools of the trade, per se.
As a creature of television, I am familiar with The Voice. Right? Is this something like The Voice where the practitioners in the industry provide coaching to people who are serious but not quite in the industry yet?
Yes, in a way, yes. I think a lot of the things that we do is inspired by The Voice.
Definitely.
Where we bring industry professionals together with newbies, people who are just trying to figure out, okay, what do I do with this talent of mine? You know, is it just for hobby sake or can I take it further? Can I perform? At the same time, we've also, just like The Voice, we've also got people who are already performers in their own right. They're performing almost every night, you know. So yeah, it's bringing people together. But I think more than that, it's like The Voice is essentially is still a competition.
Right.
For us, we are trying to create a community. It's networking, it's getting to know other people in the industry, you know, people who are a bit more advanced than us. Or so, for example, when we've got people coming in from KK, they're like, okay, so what's it like in KL, you know? And then when they've got open mics in KL, they can fly over. So it's really building that community of performers.
So you're not concerned with just teaching vocal skills, how to sing those notes or how to belt or don't know, beyond belting, what do you do?
Well, beyond belting is just singing the melody and telling the story, I guess, yeah.
So beyond teaching how to sing, the performance, the performative part, do you teach or at least educate on how the industry works?
See, what we do, we don't actually teach per se. We're not the kind where we sit down, okay, class, this is how you do this, A and B and C. What both of us do is we're vocal coaches. So we coach you based on what you already have and what you can do better at and what you can improve upon and what you can also try. You know, like if you're within the scope of the song, for example, a lot of us, when we started, especially like we're speaking from experience, when we started, we learnt exactly as per the melody. We sang it word for word, breath for breath, and note for note. But then over time, we discovered that we had a voice, or we could try different things. We could take certain liberties with certain notes and certain...
Put your own spin on
put
it.
Put your own spin on it, exactly. So that's how... This is what we're doing with the... I was about to say kids, by the way. this is what we're doing with the younger singers. Well, technically, they're not really all
young.
They're
not all young.
This is what we're doing. Correct. This is what we're doing with them, yeah. So with our participants, we get them to a place where they get to explore things.
Yeah. So a lot of exploration. I think one of the big things is affirmation as well. We've had people who came in on the verge of giving up already. You know, they've been performing and, like, you know, thinking, I think I've hit the ceiling with this. What can I do? And just going in and telling them, hey, you've got something good going there. You've got something special. And that has taken them on to just a different level. You know, they start to perform with a new kind of zest, a new kind of... So I think that, for me, is why we keep on doing it.
How is this different from, let's say, if I were to engage a vocal coach to help me?
Okay. Oh, so the first one would be, if you engage a vocal coach, it's a one-to-one kind of thing. This is different because you are thrown into a whole sea of diverse talents. And what's really cool, for example, when was it? 2015? We had somebody come in from Kuching, and then we matched him up with somebody from KK. Remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, both of them are very amazing performers in their own right. Very, very different. But when they matched together, they suddenly felt like, oh, hey, I've got to find something else inside of me. So it's that, you know how when you're in that environment where everybody sings?
Yeah, I think the other thing is also, as individuals, we're always so inside our head and we're always judging ourselves a certain way. We're like, oh, don't do this because... But when someone else is there and you're learning to collaborate with them, you stop using that voice in your head, that negative voice that is just holding you back. And suddenly you're excited and you try new things. And that's exactly what happened with these two individuals. Yeah. They went there and suddenly we heard new colour from their voices, new things that they were trying together. They're like, oh, hey, you're following me here. Hey, come, let's try this. And this is all something that's it's non-verbal communication. And at its best, as far as we're concerned with this particular case. And this is what we're trying to do. And we've been blessed to actually be able to do these little things in different pockets.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around what happens over 3 days. Right. So you have a group of people assemble.
Yes.
And then you just pair them up and just say, sing, and then we'll come around and listen and then give you tips.
Okay, let's walk them through the process. Okay, so what happens is how people register for this is they post a video on social media, so either our Facebook page or Instagram or whatever, with the hashtags. We have a listen to that, and then we assign them material to come in with to prepare themselves,
to prepare,
you know,
pre-prepare,
for group work. Because a lot of thing, a lot of the program is... centered around group work.
Yes.
Okay, so when they come in, the first thing they do is...
Hence, collaborate.
Yes. The first thing they do is open mic. So they bring whatever they have on the stage for us to get a feel of, okay, so, you know...
They sing individually.
They sing individually.
Yeah, individually. And no pressure here. Just do whatever you're comfortable doing.
Yeah, just for us to have a sense of your strengths, you know, who you are. And then we pair them up or we group them together depending on how many participants we have. So we group them up. We say, okay, so now you and you work together on this song. So then they go off and then they work on the song. But in the meantime, we've also got like kind of plenary sessions lah. So we'll talk about different topics lah. We talk about, like, this one is going to be fundamentals for vocalists.
Yes.
We've had from, what cat did we have?
Oh, copycat to real cat.
Yeah, copycat to real cat.
That's what we did a couple, I think a couple of years back, yeah.
So there's that kind of teaching thing. Yeah. And then we've got a performance workshop. Usually we have Michael Voon.
Michael Voon, yes.
Who comes to bring in about movements. Mm. You know, he gets into your head a little bit. Habits that people don't realize. You know, when they're singing, people have habit. The finger thing loud, the foot thing, or, you know, or the hand going, or whatever. So we try and address that as well. Right. And then, then we put them together. Mm. More stage time, more singing, and then they get coaching time with us individually or as groups. Mm. So that's where we say, hey, this is good. How about trying this? Mm. Or how about arranging it this way? Mm. So you give them ideas.
We give them perspective ideas.
Just you get them to do their own arrangement also.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. So some of them have come up with mashups or duos or it's really fun lah.
It really is a time where you come together and it's playtime in that sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't just, you know, okay, this is the melody, therefore I have to sing it exactly as per. You learn the melody, you learn the rules before you learn how to break them. Chee-hi. That's generally what I do. What and you then, does as well.
Yeah, and then sometimes because we know what they sound like already, so we give them songs that would suit their voices, but challenge them. So we've had people who, you know, they say, I've never done this kind of song before, I don't know whether I can sing it, you know. But by the final day, where you have a showcase, they're like prancing up and down the stage with that song.
Like, oh, I'm so excited you gave me this song, which is always cool.
Yeah.
Based on what you have seen, how would you describe the talent we have in the country?
Wow. Diverse?
Very, I think we're more talented than we give ourselves credit for in that sense.
Really?
We have a very strong sense of musicality in this nation, and I'm very grateful for it, for the cacophony of cultures that have come together to create the individuals that we have. We have so many who are of mixed parentage, mixed heritage, mixed culture. And what this does is it really opens your mind musically as well.
Is it because of the diverse languages we speak?
Possibly.
You know, some languages are very tonal, some very syllabic, and all of that.
Even the music that they listen to. So we've had people who, you know, when you listen to them, you know, hey, this one has got a lot of dangdut influence, you know, and they sing, there's a lot of lingo. Mm. And then when you put them and you give them a English urban song, but they bring that twist to it. It's really, really very interesting.
It's refreshing sometimes. Yeah.
More guys than girls, more girls than guys coming to these camps.
We've been fairly equal on most part. Yeah. Cool.
Sometimes we have more girls.
Sometimes,
but
we
like
have
this
more guys,
year, we're very, very balanced.
Yeah. So it's not really a gender thing, which we're grateful for as well.
Yeah. Even age.
Yeah.
Even all ages.
Not at all. All ages.
What's 11, the oldest?
I think the youngest is 11.
We've had 11.
No, we've had younger than that. But this year,
yes, that's right. This year's 11.
All the way up to, I don't know, about 50.
No, we 40 had someone something. We had someone 50. In her 60s, no? It was 1 year.
VoxFest 2017. This will happen from the 20th to the 22nd of October.
Yes.
This is this coming weekend.
Yes.
At Mindspace in Oasis, Ara Damansara. Mm-hmm. And members of the public can attend this showcase on the 22nd of October. And then to find out more, just visit VoxFest's Facebook page at My VoxFest for more details.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having
us.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9. You guys both speak at the same time all the time. And the same words.
We've been friends long enough.
Thank you.
Live a little more. I just want to face the day. Forget about the walls of yesterday. Maybe if I hope.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.